Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix
106.5. Hello. Welcome to your Wednesday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you for checking us out. I know there's a lot of things you could be doing this morning, a lot of things you could be listening to, but you're here. We appreciate that. All right, Would You Rather Wednesday, last day of school for a lot of you guys. I want you to revert back to your childhood brain for 1 second for this Would You Rather. And this is, we just give you two scenarios. We understand that both of them are unfortunate, but you got to choose which one and why. Okay, so go back to your kid brain, your last day of school kid brain for 1 second. Would you rather have year-round schooling? Okay, so like no summer break. Like I think they get like some, like a week off here, a week off there, whatever. Or a long summer break, man, a really solid long summer break, but there's always a but you don't get to see your friends during that time.
During summer?
Mm-hmm. Like you get the summer off, but you don't get to see your friends during that time. Nice long summer break, but you don't get to see your friends. No school. That's great. No school. And I'll throw another caveat in there. The worst part for me, at least, of summer break, no summer reading. No summer reading during that time.
That's true.
It's literally a free, nice, long, beautiful Maryland summer.
Yeah.
But
you have to stay here.
You're staying there. And a fun vacation of your choice you can throw in there as well. How about that? Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Wherever you want to throw in a fun family vacation. How about that?
Yeah.
So, which one would you rather? Year-round schooling or fun, long vacation, but you can't see your friends.
There's never an option, like, for the rest of What Would You Rather Wednesday time that I would ever pick year-round schooling. I don't care what the other option is. Like, I literally will never, ever pick that. So I'm going long summer, no friends.
No friends.
I'll catch you guys on the first day of school.
Really?
For real.
You're going to sit there by yourself?
Like, Text me, girl. Like, no. There's no way. I'm never doing year-round all school. Like, not then, not
sad,
now.
You would be sad to not see your friends.
I'm not sad.
What are you going to do all summer?
Hang out with my family. Yeah. Hang out with myself. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be doing summer reading.
Yeah, okay, it's true. You will, at least won't be reading. You have a fun vacation. But
yeah, I'll have plenty of fun not doing homework. I will entertain myself.
Charlotte, our producer, your thoughts. You can either have a year-round schooling or nice long summer vacation. Just can't see your friends.
Okay. If I'm channeling my true kid brain,
yeah,
I think my answer would be the same as Jess.
Yeah.
Because I think the concept of year-round school would just hurt too bad.
I know. For those that have it, I'm like, how do you do it? I didn't have a lot of friends in school, so like for me it seems kind of easy, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I have to use my kid brain. That was the caveat. So
yeah.
I'm thinking kid brain. There's no way kid brain's gonna pick, right?
Homework.
Homework, right? You instantly hit homework and you're like, there's no. Okay, so answer that question. Are you picking year round school? And you do, because they get weeks off at a time, like in there.
Barely.
Or you get a nice long summer, family vacation in there, but you just can't see your friends. It's going to be a beautiful, you know, beautiful summer, but like which one would you choose and why?
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
number three.
The Orioles are hosting their sixth annual Pride Night celebration at Camden Yards next Wednesday as the O's take on the Texas Rangers. The team store will offer limited edition Pride merch, and fans can also enjoy Pride-themed goodies. They're going to have signature cocktails, rainbow popcorn, giveaways, and more. And in other Orioles news, the O's are currently on the road, and they play the Tampa Bay Rays tonight at 7:35.
Number two.
Lay's has officially revealed their $1 million chip flavor winner. It's the bacon grilled cheese officially won the Lay's $1 million flavor contest, beating out the two other finalists, which was Valentina and Lime and the Korean-style fried chicken flavors. I know. I was pulling for the wavy Korean-style fried chicken, to be honest. I was.
You know how much I love that Valentina. No, that would have been fire.
I'm not going to lie. All three of these, I think, were pretty good. And just by the way, even though bacon grilled cheese has won, they released all three of these flavors on the shelves. Yeah. And they're going to be out there until they're gone. So if you're interested in trying them, if you can find them, they're still out there. Shout out to Paula George from Oklahoma. This was her idea, inspired by her dad's favorite sandwich.
Number one.
There have been rumors about a Katy Perry Orlando Bloom breakup for a couple weeks now, and People Magazine is on the verge of actually calling it. A so-called source says, quote, they're pretty much done, and it's been breaking down the last couple of months, and currently they're not in the best of space. Supposedly, they have different ideas of where they want their lives to go from here. Katy is very, very concentrated on her comeback album and tour. They've been together since 2016. They actually took like a small break in 2017, got engaged in 2019, and their daughter Daisy turns 5 in August.
So let me tell you how much I believe this rumor. I believe it so much that I forgot those two were even together.
Wait, are you serious?
Totally forgot. That's how much I don't put those two together anymore, because are they even seen together?
Yes.
Like, I don't feel like I ever like put those two together. I feel like they've been divorced for years.
No.
Like,
she won an award recently, and he like presented it to her, and it was like very sweet. I mean, not like yesterday recently, but probably in the last like year or so.
Yeah.
And then obviously, I think this was meant to be playful, but she was like calling at a fan and at one of her shows, and she's like, "I know you've been DMing my man. That's my husband. Like, stop sending him DMs," kind of thing. So they've been around, but I was like, dang, that's kind of crazy.
I feel like Katy's going through a deconstruction era in her life right now. Doesn't it feel like things are kind of just falling apart for her? And I'm not trying to say that in a rude way. It just kind of seems like things...
Are they falling apart, or is she just trying to search for what's happening?
I can tell you, I definitely went through a phase of life like this where it just kind of seems like everything kind of just didn't work out. And it kind of seems like for her...
With the concert,
the space, American Idol, like nothing seems to be kind of going out. So if she does get divorced, it kind of seems like nothing is quite working out for her right now, which could be fine. I mean, I think that like if it doesn't, that's okay. Like, I think she'll come back and she'll be fine. Like, she'll put out new music eventually.
It's just definitely a metamorphosis right now.
Isn't the name of her album? Or
no, that's Hillary Duff. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Okay, have you ever told a joke before, and the second that joke leaves your lips, you're like, oh my God, I feel like I shouldn't have said that. Like, you can feel the vibe in the room, and you're like, why? This was like not the right time to tell that joke. I feel like I could use that story this morning to make myself feel better. This time yesterday, I was telling y'all I was having this really bad imposter syndrome because I was invited on this big mental health podcast to talk about this moment in my life where I was considering taking my own life. And I talked about it here on the radio, and I talked about it on social media, and it caught the attention of this mental health podcast. And they had invited me to come on. And I had agreed, and then I was really debating if I wanted to do it because I just felt like, man, who am I? Like, they bring on all these experts to talk about all these really serious issues, and I'm just this silly radio host. Like, what do I know? Who am I to, like, add to the conversation?
But she just wanted your perspective of your experience.
So, actually, before we get to what happened, I want to say thank you because there were so many encouraging calls yesterday that were like, just go do it. Jess is really encouraging. Charlotte was really encouraging. You were really encouraging, just being like, just go do it. Like, people just need to hear your story. And I think, like, the more we, like, get rid of the stigma behind mental health, and especially when it comes to suicide, it can only help the conversation. I was like, you know what? Okay. I know I'm not a pro at this, but I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. And I did. And honestly, I felt really empowered for like 99% of the conversation. She was a pro. Like, mm-hmm. she obviously does this. She's a therapist herself.
Yeah.
And so,
so it was like a safe space to have the conversation.
Yeah, she was great. And I've listened to her podcast for years, so I knew it was going to be a safe spot to do. And I felt really strong for most of it. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to remember, I host a silly talk show when I'm uncomfortable, especially.
You like say really,
Sometimes I can keep it on the rails, but then sometimes.
You just say random stuff for like, I don't know. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
And I don't know why you do it. I think it's like a defense. And like serious situations,
I know. And I
too.
Think it's a defense mechanism. I think when like, I get really uncomfortable.
Nervous? Do you think maybe when you get nervous, you say things?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we had opened up the podcast. I started telling the story of what had happened on the day that I had considered taking my own life. And she had asked the question, and I'm going to tell you what I said. And I need to know how bad this was because
you did not make a joke about
I did.
Okay.
But I felt like it kind of needed to like just be turned to make because we were like have it was like kind of a light intro and then like it became more serious. I'm like, maybe we need to like lighten the mood a little bit.
No, but this is not the space that you needed to lighten anything.
So
not everything needs to be like the frames, you know?
So I told the story. And then she goes, I mean, were there other times in your life where you had had dark thoughts like this before?
A serious question.
And I said, well, I was married for 10 years before.
God.
So.
And she's like, are you serious right now?
And like, I kind of smirked. And I expected her
to laugh.
To like also think that was funny.
Yes.
And then she looked at me deadpan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, like you don't think that's funny. And then like we both kind of stare at each other. It's over video, you know?
Yeah. And she definitely is taking that out. That's not going to be in your episode when it airs. She's definitely removing that.
Okay, tell me, how cringy was that? To me, I thought it was funny. To me, I thought it was like just a way to like lighten the mood a little bit. Have you had dark thoughts before? Well, I was married for 10
but,
years.
But dude, why are you trying to lighten the mood when you're there for like a serious thing?
I think
that's my question to you. Is like this woman is a professional. The kind of conversations that she's having with the people that she's having them with, and the reason why you were there, you know what I'm saying? So,
was it bad? 1 to 10, how bad? And you can be honest with me. 10 being the worst, 1 being not bad at all.
So, I'm gonna say like the joke itself is whatever. I think it's just because of what you were there for and who you were doing it with.
Yeah.
I would say like it was just not the room. So I'm going to say not it. And she's definitely editing
you
that
think
out.
It's not going to be in
it's
there.
It's not going to be in there.
Charlotte, was it bad? Honestly, like 10 being the worst, 1 being not bad at all.
It could have been much worse, okay. I would say.
Thank you for that.
It could have been a lot worse.
I am like,
it's kind of just a classic, like, haha, I hated being married joke. Like, it's just like an overplayed joke. Yeah. So it's not even like, it could have been much worse. I'll give it a 4.
Okay, not that bad. Four makes me 4. Okay,
she's just going to edit it out.
I'll tell you this.
Not making it in.
We recorded the episode was 1 hour and 15 minutes. So if the final episode's less than 1 hour, 15 minutes, just know it got edited out. Okay?
Yeah, she's taking that out.
Listen, you could definitely make me feel better. Did you ever tell a joke at the absolute wrong time? Mike, what's up, man? Mike, have you told a joke just at the wrong time?
Not really a joke, but more a statement, because I was unaware of a situation.
Yeah.
I was off the day before with my work, and my supervisor had passed away, and I asked the group the next day, like, why are you guys so depressed? Who died?
No! And you were just saying it.
You were just saying it as a saying.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, no.
I went home early.
Oh, yeah. No.
And wait, did they have to then be like, honestly, oh, thank you for asking. It was actually our boss that passed away.
No, I was getting death glares, and then finally the general manager told me what happened. I'm like, oh God.
No.
You didn't
you
mean
ever
to
say
do
something
that,
you wish you could just pull back in your mouth?
Yes. Yeah. The joke about my ex-wife actually was one that I'm honestly hoping that joke does not make the podcast. Now, to be honest with you, best case scenario,
I don't think she's going to include it.
That joke does not make it in there because the awkward pause afterwards, like if she would like giggle, that'd be fine. But if it doesn't, it almost makes me look like a terrible demon now. You know what I mean? So, hey, listen,
honestly,
I get it.
With the wife thing, thing, yeah. I completely get it because I'm married and my wife has said some stuff about me. I have said some stuff about her. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I can get it.
Yeah, but you don't want it on a national podcast, though, my guy. Trust
no,
me.
Absolutely
yeah,
not,
no, you're not.
Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah, you're not going to say that on record, though. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely not.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Jess. $1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go. $1,000 in free gas. If you listen at this time every single day, just keep on coming back. Even if you don't call and play in your car. It's kind of fun just to see how many you can answer. Today is caller number 10. Who's this? Hi.
Hi, it's Sarah.
Oh my gosh, Sarah, really? We had no idea that Sarah was going to get through today.
You ever played before?
Sarah, have you played this game before?
No, it's my first time, but I've always listened.
You always listen, Sarah. We had
Thank
no idea.
You, Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah's a first timer. Let's clap for first timers. We love a first timer. It's almost like we talked about this already. No, Sarah, this is Sarah's first time. We're laughing because honestly, this is the second time we've talked about this. Sarah, no, this is Sarah's very first time playing this game, so we're very excited. Sarah knows because we already explained this to her once. We're going to explain this to her all over again. Jess, for everyone that's never heard this game before, how do we play $1,000 minute?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000. And free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. We'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Sarah, you ready to play?
Yep, I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash in gas starts now.
Question number one, what type of language is the word swim?
Pass.
Question number two, what is the name of a male swine? Question number three, what is the name of the island in the first Jurassic Park movie?
Isla Nublar?
Yeah, correct. Question number four, who is the governor of Maryland? Governor of Maryland.
Westmore.
Correct. Question number five. How many degrees are in a right angle?
In a right angle. Yeah. 90 degrees.
Correct. Question number six. Who played Batman in the 2008 movie Dark Knight?
Pass.
Question number 7. What do fish breathe through?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
What do fish breathe through?
Yeah,
that's 60 seconds right there. What do they breathe through? I know.
Yeah, that was gills. You would have gotten that one.
Yo, straight up Jurassic Park knowledge, though. What's up?
That's cool.
Yeah. I was a little worried there first. I'm like, hey, usually the first and second question is a little bit easy. Then I'm like, I think my stumper on Jurassic Park came through hard in some Jurassic Park knowledge. Let's go through these, Jess.
Number 1, what type of language is the word swim? That answer is verb.
Yup.
Number 2, what is the name of a male swine? That is a boar.
Yup.
And that last question you passed on, number 6, who played Batman in the 2008 movie The Dark Knight? That's Christian Bale.
And then fish breathe through their gills. They breathe through their gills is what we were looking. I don't know if you answered that or not.
She got gills.
Oh, you got gills.
Yeah,
okay.
She sold out then.
Cool. Hey, that's how it's played, Sarah. You broke the seal through the first time. Hopefully you'll call back again. We can do this all over again. Every day we play it this time. So hopefully you'll call back and we'll play it again. And you can win that $1,000 in free gas and same time tomorrow, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Of course, have a good day, Sarah, and make sure to head to Dashen and try their classic country breakfast Stackadilla or their Santa Fe Stackadilla. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs and can be yours for an everyday low price of just $6.95 only at Dashen.
This is Brooke in Harford County. Brooke, hi. What's up? Good morning.
So my son, James, is graduating from high school this week.
Aww.
And he listens to your show. Loves you guys. And what advice would you give him graduating? What do you wish people would have said to you?
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. The things that I would have wished I would have known. Actually, that's kind of interesting. Well, we can try our best. What do you know now that you wish you would have known when you graduated high school? Why don't we go around the studio and discuss? We'll start with the wisest person in the studio, which is me. No, I'm just kidding. We'll start with we'll start with Jess, who I think we would agree would be the wisest person probably. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jess, yours?
So I heard this line in one of my favorite movies of all time, What a Girl Wants with Amanda Bynes. And I swear to you, listen to me,
I take back my statement of being the wisest
listen,
person.
This has stayed with me my entire life.
Yeah.
And one of the characters says to her, why are you trying so hard to fit in when you were born to stand out? And I feel like that takes us forever, truly, to let go of, like when you're in middle school, when you're in high school, in your early 20s, mm-hmm. like you waste so much time trying to fit in, trying to be something else, trying to people please, trying to impress, all of these things. And what I hate about it is at this age, it's really the most freedom you have to explore, to find out what you like, what you don't like. And so what I would encourage him to do when he goes to school, try different things, like go to the random meetings, like go. That's what I wish, like because I went to community college first and then I transferred to a university and I was so nervous because like I just didn't really know anyone. I was by myself and it took so long for me to try to do outside things and meet people for the longest time.
Yeah.
And I would just tell him to not be scared, to not feel like he has to do things that he thinks he's supposed to be doing, and to truly allow himself to be present in this time in his life.
Solid. Solid advice, and probably the best you'll get from the show, sadly, as we go down the line. Charlotte, our producer, what do you know now that you wish you knew graduating high school?
I wish that I had known not to put all my eggs in one basket, whether that's means good. One friend group, one activity, one hobby or interest or passion. I would say, like Jess was saying, explore all the facets of yourself that you are interested in exploring. So just dip your toes into everything you want to try out.
Solid.
And you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Don't marry the expensive woman.
Dude, shut your mouth.
Find you a sensible young woman to settle down with, man. The expensive ones will... we'll run you out of house and home.
You're talking to his mother right now, all right? Sorry. Reel it in, please.
That's actually solid advice. I will say that's actually really advice. Don't go for the flashy ones.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Honestly, I will say somehow, and this is good advice, kids. Listen to this. you
somehow life has a way of working itself out. Mm-hmm. And like, you can't see that in the short term. Mm. And like, some things in my life have seemed so confusing. And I'll be honest, one of those things I still can't quite see the ending of yet is this assault that I was in, you know, about a year and a half ago. I don't see the ending of it yet, but I've been through enough weird stuff. Like, my divorce was so hard on me, and I thought that was going to be the end of me, man. I really did. I mean, there's been a couple things in my life that I just felt like was really going to, like, I just didn't think I was ever going to get over. And they've led me to some really cool experiences that I never would have experienced if I didn't go through some really hard times. Now, coming out of high school, the first time you hit speed bumps in life, you wouldn't know that. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have known coming out of high school that, like, somehow you're going to get through it.
Right.
And like, the endings are going to be really cool, even though you can't see them. So I think if I had some advice for your son who's graduating, that that's probably the best thing that I could pass along. So how was that? Was that pretty good, you think?
To pass along? That's advice I should take for myself too. Well, that's wonderful.
Well, there you go. Hopefully that was really good. Hey, congratulations, by the way, to your son. Everyone graduating, by the way. Congratulations to all of our graduates. And I hope that was some pretty good advice that we could pass along as a show.
Oh, it was excellent advice.
Well, there you go. Have a great day. Thank you for calling. We appreciate that.
Hello, my name is Kaylani. I'm 8 years old, and I'm from Pasadena, Maryland. And my joke is, what is the most famous animal in Japan?
What's the most famous animal in Japan? Okay.
It's time for Kid Jokes.
Yeah. Last day of school, too.
Last day of school. Like, fun.
This is it. Like, yo, you've been putting it off all school year. Like, maybe you and the kids have listened to this segment for the last 9 months. And, like, you love this segment. But, like, don't put it off. Like, be a part of this segment while you can. We're going to miss you guys this summer. You've never done kid jokes with us before. How does this work, Jess?
It's a lot of fun because your kids become the star of the show and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke. And then we do our best to try and solve them. But it's a lot more difficult than you think it is.
So here on the last day or days, depending on where you are of school, if you've got a funny kid in the car that's got a great joke, why don't you call our kid joke hotline, 855-KID-JOKE. You tell us the joke. We, as educated adults, we try to solve it. So, 855-KID-JOKE if you're a funny kid. Let's see if we can solve your joke. Kaylani, I'm sorry.
What is the most famous animal in Japan?
Most famous animal in Japan. The first thing that comes to my mind, I'm the worst one on the show at these, so like, never go with mine. My first thing that comes to my mind is Japanda.
Japanda.
Japanda. You know what I mean?
Wait, why wouldn't it just be panda? It has to be in the front.
You know what I mean? Japan, which I'm pretty sure.
Ever heard anyone say that in your life?
Japanda, bro.
No one said that.
I'm almost 100%. I'm almost willing to bet you $1,000 right now. It's Japanda.
I don't want to bet you no money.
Like, solidly. Aren't pandas from Japan, too? Like, Japanda. Like, tell me.
I would think it's panda.
Just straight up panda. Just straight up panda.
Okay, guys.
So boring. Japanda.
It's been going on for some time.
Hashtag Japanda.
Don't start
make it
that.
Trend all over
that.
The world.
I don't
like,
want
make
it.
It a
not
thing.
Right now.
Japan Z.
Japan Z.
Oh, wait, you like Japan.
Because you are forcing the Japan in front of the panda, where like chimpanzee, it's like the sound kind of makes a little more sense.
Get out of here, dude. I'm not dealing with you today.
Hello, my name is Logan, and I'm 7, and here's my joke. What type of dinosaur is the best police officer? What
kind of dinosaur is the best police officer?
The
Japanda.
No, don't stop saying that. T-Rex. What else?
Triceratops.
What else? Dinosaur boy.
Dinosaur. Come
on. Is a Bulbasaur? Is that a Pokemon?
That's a Pokemon. What you're about to say. That's a Pokemon. Okay. I see you. Good effort.
Wait, what did you say?
I'm going for T-Rex.
But why? Why T-Rex?
T is the closest to P.
How about a P-Rex?
Police.
P-Rex.
Okay.
Or police Rex.
Okay.
We're going P-Rex.
A Triceratops. Put a point T. Thank you. Bye.
A Triceratops.
Oh.
That's solid.
Okay. Good job.
855 kid joke if you get a funny kid in the car.
Hi. My name is Arya. I'm 8 years old and I'm calling from Maryland. And my joke is, what is a bunny's favorite place to eat?
Bunny's favorite place to eat.
A bunny.
Oh,
crap. Why did I say like Denny's, because maybe Denny's can rhyme with, I don't know.
No, you have to keep going now. No, you're in it.
In my mind.
It rhymes with what?
In my mind, I was like, bunny.
No.
Bunny.
You know, go with it.
Denny's.
Don't save her, Charlotte.
Benny's.
Don't save her. No, make her go with it.
That's what
I'm sorry,
saw.
It does what?
I was just, I don't know why I thought Denny's. Maybe
it's Denny's because
I
it rhymes with
pancakes.
Bunnies.
Okay. I don't know.
Jess is going with Denny's because it rhymes with bunnies, apparently. Yeah?
IHOP. Oh,
IHOP.
My God.
Yeah.
That was
the way you were close, but
no,
so
don't save her.
Far.
No, the fact that I just didn't even think of IHOP immediately,
I know,
because
but
that
Denny's.
Is the clearest answer is truly it's the worst thing I've ever done.
Hi, I'm Santiago. I live in Baltimore, Maryland, and my joke is, what do you call a line of rabbits going backwards?
Oh, Lord.
A what?
What do you call a line of rabbits going backwards?
What's with the bunny stuff,
I don't know. There's
dude.
A lot of rabbit stuff today.
Rabbit going backwards
would be...
Rabbits. Reverse. Rabbits rewind.
Rewind.
Rewind. Bugs Bunny.
We got nothing. What is it?
A receding hairline.
Oh!
Yo, I think that was the funniest one I've ever.
Receded hairline? Receding hairline? That's amazing.
As you all know at this point, maybe some of you don't, I have been diagnosed with OAB. This is a real thing. It stands for overactive bladder. And this is real, okay?
Why don't you be laughing, or is this serious? What's the vibe of this conversation, please?
The vibe,
I don't want to be making fun of this if it's serious.
The vibe is we finally got a W, because let's on like the realness of this whole situation, OAB, like it literally affects your quality of life. If you don't know what that means, it's basically like your bladder is like has spasms, right? And like it these involuntarily like muscle spasms that you can't control, and that's what gives you this sensation and this feeling of constantly needing to go pee. And it honestly has like dictated my life for a really, really long time. And I recently went to the doctor for it, and I'm having a plan of trying to figure that out. And I was nervous because recently when we were out of town for vacation on our returning flight back to Baltimore, I overslept and I didn't wake up early enough to check in for my flight, which is so unlike me.
Yeah.
Like I stay on top of that so I can make sure that I get in the A group for Southwest, so I can make sure that I have an aisle seat closest to the bathroom because I have to go, right?
Jess has two major anxieties in life. Number one is always peeing. Number two is checking into a flight. Like that's your two biggest that I've known in the last 10 years of knowing you.
It is. And also it's like I cannot sit in the middle or by the window because I also have anxiety about having to ask people to get up because I have to pee and how often I have to pee with this condition. That is very real, by the way. Okay. So I overslept and I wake up and my life is over. I'm B60. I've never been B60 in my life, people. And then Garage Boy is like C5. I'm like, what the heck is that going to do for us? I'm freaking out because I was like, you guys, like I have to, even if it's like not close to the bathroom, I have to get an aisle seat. Like for me, I would freak out, right? So when I get to the airport and I go to the front desk, I literally was about to, I don't even know how much it was going to cost, but I was like, is there any way I can upgrade? Because I have to get in like between, I have to have an aisle seat, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, this is a full flight returning to Baltimore. There are no upgrades available.
No.
I'm about to pass out, right? I'm about to pee myself. My anxiety is setting in. My overactive bladder is also spasming out. My heart is spasming out. Like, I'm freaking out at the airport.
Are we allowed to laugh at overactive bladder or not? I'm not sure. Because when Jess talked about this, so many of you guys called in and said you also
suffer
with overactive bladder. And I don't know if I'm allowed to laugh at it or not.
It's a serious thing.
I know
like,
it
is.
I don't
want
to laugh about
this. I'm just being
this.
Honest with you.
I know you
I'm just
are.
Being
I know
honest
you are,
with you.
I'm laughing for some reason.
So, well, I mean, at that point, I was like, I was laughing and crying as well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I have not obviously said this to anyone in real life, only here, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
So I lean over to the Southwest woman and I'm like, okay, listen, I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but I have. And honestly, this interaction was so uncomfortable because I haven't had to do this in my real life yet because there's people behind me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have overactive
platter. I don't know if you know what that is, but I swear it's a real thing. And this woman goes, oh, no. Okay, I got you. She knew. She knew. Thank God. Thank God she knew. She was like, oh, my God, I understand. I'll give you pre-boarding. And I was like,
no way.
She gave me pre-boarding.
You got disability pre-board approval because you have overactive bladder?
I got pre-boarding because she's like, that's a very long flight. You need access to the restroom. You go after everyone else as like, obviously, like with wheelchairs and everything. Yeah. And you get your seat. And I was like, that was the first OAB situation that I've ever felt seen before in my life.
Because of Jess's new condition.
It's not it's, new. It's just really, my finally but we realized have a diagnosis condition.
And I, that story makes me feel really... Hey, I'm happy overactive bladder day. For all of those that suffer, Jess is really bringing this condition. I mean,
and
I'm
letting
serious.
You girlies know that also can, men also have OAB as well. I'm letting you guys know that you can ask and it matters.
It does matter. And now
it's a perk.
And now you can feel seen because of Jess bringing light to that. Thank you for bringing that story up today, Jess.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I understand this is a triggering topic, and I don't mean for it to be, but I know you're very passionate about the answer to this question. What's the proper way to put a toilet paper roll on? Is it over or is it under? And I know we've debated this literally for probably as long as the toilet paper roll has been around, about 150 years, right? There is now an official answer to this question, I hate to tell you. So you could have been doing this wrong your whole entire life, but now scientists have literally figured out the right way to do this. Jess, according to you and your household, what's the right way to do it?
Over.
Over. And why over? To you, why is over the right way?
It's over.
It just is.
Because it just is. If I walk into someone's home and the toilet paper is under, I'm questioning their character.
And why?
Because people who have toilet paper under... It's like you're also the people that are like biting your soft serve. You know what I mean? Like you're just weird. Or like, you know what it feels like when I have to pull toilet paper from under if I'm somewhere else? It feels like, you know when you hold hands with someone and you're like on the wrong side and like it's like so one hand should be on top versus the bottom and it feels uncomfortable and it feels forced. That's what I feel like when I have to take toilet paper from the under angle.
I don't think you could have put that more eloquently, because now I understand what that must feel like. Because
you can visualize someone biting their soft serve cone, and you're like, ew, why are you biting it, you psychopath?
It's more like, I know what it feels like to hold hands the wrong way. You know, yes. Like you're off, and you're like, ew, this feels so uncomfortable.
Like, are we doing fingers or are we cupping? Which one? You know? And you can't make a decision. That's what under toilet paper is.
Charlotte, our producer. And by the way, just give me a second, and you can text your answer, 410-583-1065. I want to get a general Maryland consensus. Are you over, under when it comes to your toilet paper roll? We'll get to your text in a second. Charlotte, our producer, are you over or under when it comes to toilet paper roll?
So my household would go over, but I like going under because I'm a contrarian.
What?
You just want to go
are
against,
you talking
you just
about?
Just want to go against the grain? Like, you're like, yo, everyone else is going
to
do this, so I'm
just
gonna...
to keep it spicy, you know? You got to keep them on their toes.
You just want to drive Jess crazy if she comes over, that kind
so
of thing?
So you deliberately put the roll under and you enjoy like grabbing it from underneath?
Yeah.
It doesn't like, the. You don't think it like unravels faster when you do it from underneath?
No.
That's such a Charlotte answer. But isn't that such a Charlotte answer? Like Charlotte's such the kind of person, she's like, well, if everybody else is going over, I'm going under just to like
do
give it to
the man. Do you bite your soft serve,
no,
Charlotte?
I don't. Well, do I?
Do you bite it?
I don't
she
think
would,
so.
If everybody else in the group was licking their soft serve, she would
do you,
absolutely.
Do you eat
it.
A burrito from the middle?
She would.
No.
She okay. would. Just to make a point. To make a point.
Yeah,
would.
But I will now.
Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care which way the roll goes.
You
I don't.
Know? It
I don't
bother you.
It doesn't. I don't think
it
I've ever paid
me.
Attention.
It irks me.
I've never paid attention to which side it goes onto. Listen, as a bachelor, I'm just thankful I have toilet paper on my roll.
It's probably on the counter.
It really is.
It's on the floor with his pile of clothes.
Exactly.
He's like, let me go over there.
It's rarely on the roll. So like to me, I'm just thankful there's toilet paper in the bathroom and like that's it. Okay, so as I'm going through the text message, what would you say, Jess? Like most people are overs and you're pretty passionate when it comes to overs. What
over,
you say?
Over, easy pool.
Yeah.
Wait, someone, what is this about?
What's that?
Okay, over. Only acceptable answers.
Yeah, a lot of passionate overs, man. As I'm going through, I would say overs.
Here's one. We have to do under because our cats will unspool it off the roll if it's over. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. All right, that makes sense.
Didn't know that.
I've never heard this before, but it kind of makes sense. Beards are cool, mullets are not. Think about beards over.
Okay.
Because like it comes down to the front, mullets in the back, it's not.
Okay.
Okay, here's the official answer. After 150 years of toilet paper, here's the answer. Under is the official way of doing toilet paper because, I know, Charlotte's been doing it right this whole time. Jess
Why?
Has been doing it wrong. It's the safer and more hygienic way of doing your toilet paper roll. Because
How?
Here's the thing. Over usually requires two hands and increase the risk of germs getting onto your toilet paper. So you're using two hands to have to rip it, where with you go under, it only requires one hand to do it, more a less chance of you actually getting germs onto your toilet paper, which then would get onto your, you know.
I'm going to counter the scientists who clearly don't know what they're talking about.
Here we go. Yes, Jess.
If it's under, your piece that you're grabbing is closer to the wall and you have a better chance of it hitting like the wall in your bathroom.
Okay, there goes Dr. Jess would like to follow up on
that. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Over forever.
John, what do you think about this toilet paper debate?
Well, very simple. A few years back, people were asked the same question. And the U.S. patent, pulled out the U.S. patent for toilet paper, and it shows the roll going over the top.
Wait a minute.
Wait, they pulled the what?
The patent, the actual patent for the toilet paper. So like the actual person that created toilet paper, you're telling me when they got the patent for toilet paper, you're telling me the U.S. patent shows it goes over?
Yes.
Wait, it does. The original patent from 1891 for a toilet paper roll shows the correct rolling direction. In this case, it's over.
What are you in the patent office right now? What are you looking at?
I don't know. This is on Reddit. It was the first thing that popped up.
How did you just pull that? Yeah, hang on. You guys are conspiring
guys,
right
no,
now.
No, I literally Googled toilet paper patent, and then it's all the, look at my laptop. It's all the same photo of the roll showing over.
I don't know. Well, John, what do you think, though? I mean, they say, though, it's more sanitary, though, if you go under. Does that not mean anything to you?
No.
I think it's the thing of convenience, being over is easier.
So you don't
and,
care.
You'll
get more germs on your booty than that's okay.
Well,
germy booty
here's
is okay,
the thing.
John.
If you have under and someone's before you and they pull it off and the toilet paper sits on the ground
yeah.
because it's not over, isn't it dirty there?
Oh, okay. Yo, we got Valerie.
Exactly. It unrolls quicker.
John's got a question. Got an answer for everything over here. Okay. John's saying he's staying over. Jess, you staying over?
Over.
You don't care. You staying over? Okay. Well, Charlotte and I, our booty's going to be nice and clean over here. All right. There goes John. Thank you, John. Appreciate you.
Have a good day.
We have some terrible news to tell you today, unfortunately. To Bay or Not to Bay has been canceled indefinitely.
LOL.
We are not doing this segment this week. It will return next week when Jess is feeling better. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. Okay, we're going to do it. We're going to do it, but like we're not happy. We're not happy about it this week, okay?
To Bay or Not to Bay. That is the Maryland question.
And we're going to do it because it's the last week of school for a lot of y'all, but we're not happy about it this week, all right? Maybe you don't know what the hell we're talking about. We should probably explain what to bay or not to bay is all about. Jess, what's this segment?
It's a taste test segment where we put Old Bay on things that you typically wouldn't try, because when we moved here about 5 years ago, everyone said you could put it on anything. So we wanted to test that theory. It's not true. It is true for some things that you probably wouldn't expect, but it's not good with everything.
So if you've listened to the segment for years, you know that Jess typically does this segment and she very, what's the word? Very expressively tells us
if it's good or not.
If things are better, food items are better with or without the Maryland staple of Old Bay, right?
And I would like to add a point, though. It's not like I'm trying fun, happy things, though. A lot of the times I'm put in situations that kind of bring that reaction.
Yeah.
Out of me, for example, like being forced to eat baby food.
So we decided for the month of June that we're going to do baby food month, which was so fun. I was so happy to bring that idea to the table. Well, Jess doesn't feel well today. Mm-hmm. She's not feeling good. Her stomach's a little upset. Mm-hmm. And so like, I'm not a demon. Like, we're not going to force her to eat food if she doesn't feel good. Like, that would just be demonic. So
yeah. Almost like the licorice thing last month.
Like, I have some standards. So I'm like, well, the show must go on.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's got to do to bay or not to bay. I guess it's the next person in line is me. Unfortunately, we picked a terrible theme.
Baby food.
Baby foods for this month. But here's the thing. Yo, I'm not an actual baby, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I'm going to do fine. So
do you like applesauce too?
Jess, I'm just not dramatic. Like, I can eat anything and it's fine. Like, I think I'm going to handle this like a pro, I think. So,
yeah.
The baby food that we picked to see if it's better with Old Bay this week is,
Show the camera. It's like nasty looking.
I hate the pouch.
Yeah, it's like weird.
It looks medicinal.
It's pear, carrot, and broccoli. Ew. I hate broccoli. It's pear, carrot, and broccoli.
Like, why are all those three combos together? It doesn't make sense to me.
And it looks like baby poop. I feel like I'm about to eat baby poop, but I'm not. Okay, so this is just me eating normal ass baby food by itself with no. But I'm gonna do it because I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna complain because I make fun of Jess every week. This is me eating normal. I do have a really bad gag reflex. I need to let y'all know that. It's not great. It's not great.
Yeah, what's it giving? What does it taste like? What's the consistency?
I don't know what baby poop tastes like.
Yeah.
I don't. Mm. But I think it tastes like that.
Yeah. Like the do you like that lukewarm, weird, mushy kind of like consistency in your mouth?
What are y'all feeding your kids? This is why kids are so weird, because y'all be feeding them stuff like this. Okay, here's the question.
But what does it taste like though? Like, what is the actual flavor?
It tastes like baby's poop, Jessica.
There's like no flavor, because the pear is a little random to me with the carrots.
Yeah,
and
it's exactly what you would think it would taste like. It's like sweet and bitter.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know why, kid. Okay, I cannot imagine this to be any better. We just take these foods and we add Old Bay to them. And honestly, like, God, this is not going to be good, y'all. This is not going to be good.
Do you have a lot on there?
I do. Jesus,
I don't. Do the whole bite, airplane. How does it feel?
I don't pray a lot, and I'm sorry, but I need this right now, Jesus. This is me.
Ew. What does it taste like with the spice with it? Old Bay with pear, broccoli, and carrot baby food. What's the flavor?
It's spicy baby poop. Don't give that to your kids. That's all. I gotta get some water.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.